Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Tes. It's also Gemara in Matthias. Brings a pasuk. Ma Hashem derish mimcha. If you want to know what a Kadosh Baruch Hu demands of you, that's all it is. Derish mimcha. What he seeks from you. Kiyim, which means just only. Asais mishpat, to do justice. Avas chesed, to love kindness, which obviously love is not sufficient to hard, but means to do kindness. Vatznei lechas, and to walk with its knees, with a modesty, with a reserve. Imash imelokecha. So what is what's three things? Asais mishpat, avas chesed, and then that's tznius, modesty, walking with modesty. So where it says, asais mishpat, zad, doing justice, that's din, that's, you know, judgment, what's proper. Doing what's right, not doing what's wrong. Being honest in your business dealings and all, you know, the like. Avas chesed, zug milas chesodim. That's to be a gemal chesed. And that's one of the attributes of every Jew. Being gemal chesed. It's very interesting. You just have to understand something. Just go on for a second. Gemilas chesodim is an action. Avas chesed is a feeling. But it's a thing you have to always realize in life. There's no such thing, at least by us, as a feeling that does not translate into an action. It's one of the best klolim in life. There is no such thing as a feeling that does not translate into an action. So if in Mich it says, Avas Chesed, I hear gemilas chesodim. You got to do b'gaino chesed. By the way, gemila means to bestow. It's almost like a concept. Just keep on giving chesed out, doing a lot of chesed. Gemilas chesodim. How it is? Maybe it should be gemilas chesed. It says avas chesed. But that's exactly it. If I love chesed, I'm doing chesodim. Okay? So constant bestowing chesed upon people. Vatznei alecha simel elokecha. What would I learn? Vatznei alecha sneez. Sneez by the women. Sneez by the men. And the way modesty and reserve, the way you walk in the street, the way you talk. Comes to Gemara. Zu hatzos hameis. Vachnosus kala. You know, when I'm talking about Atznei Aleches, that's a Levaya, and it's talking about Achnosus Kaluchopo, and a Chasuma. And the Gemara makes it Kaluchema, and the Gemara Kaluchema. Umayz Baruch Shaddak and Lassos Mephahesia. Things which are done in public. Right? Like Gotzos and Meis, Vachnosus Kala. Omer Torah Atznei Aleches, nevertheless, you have to be modest. Dvarim shedakim la'asosim b'tzino. Other things which are done b'tzino. So kal v'chayma. Alach is kal v'kama. Comes Rashi. What does it mean? Hatznei aleches. By otzos ha'meis. And achnosas kala. So he said, and why? And why also? What did he see over there? Achnosas ha'meis. Otzos. Amazed Machnas's Kala. What do you see in the Pasuk? So he says to the word Leches. Because the Pasuk in Mishlei, that Tov Lechas, Kohelas rather, Tov Lechas on base Ovel, and Leches on base of Mishnah. If you have a choice, what's a better lesson in life, what's more real, you're better off going to a base Ovel than to a base Mishnah, to a Chasna. As Lashon Leches. So Leches there means to go to a base oval and to a mishnah, so to here. Af shom tzorach hatzneya. Rashi says, over there also needs a reserve of tzneyas. How is that? Lisoid b'midah nor. When you eat over there, it should be with a pleasant measure. To me, it sounds like not shmogis board. When you eat there at a chasa, it should be a pleasant measure. B'midah nor, pleasantly, you know, not rushing and grabbing the food, not taking more on a plate that's necessary. You know, pleasant, a pleasant person, like a chazir, not like a glutton, not like a guy who hasn't eaten for the last 72 hours, that they jump on that shmor, and they jump for the drinks, and then they go back again, and again, and again, and has to taste everything, and then that's, you know, just the before the suda, you understand. But he did not. But he didn't say that straight out. But he did not. And the simcha should be with a measure, a measured simcha, with a pleasant. What's that? I guess it means not the jumping up and down, you know, as they see many times by chasanas, not the wildness, though people are rowdy by chasanas, untamed by chasanas, you know, it's a way of just getting out that all that's built up in a person. No, there's a measure. It's a felt anything. There's a measure. The need and oil. The way you eat, the way you drink, and the way you miss a meach. V'lo lahane kalas rosh ba'atzman. And not to be very kalas rosh. Of course, then the next chat of Rashi is don't spend too much on chasanas. That's not okay us right now. But, so, to me, I always had a kasha. If you look in the Gemara Tzuvos, Gemara Tzuvos talks about how Rav Zeira was barakin atlos. Rav Zeira used to juggle in front of the chos and the kalam. And they had a tiger of Zeira. That called Machzefei Saba, I think the Lashon of the Gemara is, that you're disgracing the Kavod HaTorah. That here you are, you know, making yourself low, and you're dancing in a funny way, not according to your Kavod, in front of a Chosh and a Kalmah. Come Machzefei Saba, you're disgracing us. And from this Gemara, by the way, the Chavish Yoyer has a famous tshuva. He has a question: could a Talmud Chacham be part of a band playing at a chasana? Is that Eilul Tichvayda? So that was the time on him. What happened to the verse says, after he passed away, so I had a bull sedanura, I think the Lashon has. They had these, on top of him was this, the fires. And the Gemara brings a Kabbalah that happens to either a person, one in the generation, the top one, the Yachibadara or Trebadara. It only happens to one or two people in a generation. It means you reach the highest of levels. And one Lashon of the Gemara is, what was this that even made him such a great person of Zera? This that he was Mavaz himself in front of the Baruchas of the Kalam. See, you see that there's no limitation to the simcha that one has for Schos of the Kala. It's not a limited simcha. It's unlimited. He went beyond the limitations. A normal halacha is zaken the angel of Ichvayda. It's not according to his covenant. Yet, becomes Schos of the Kala. No, that allows or demands simcha that's beyond the limitations of zaken. And here the way Rashi learns in the first shot, Vatzdei Alechas Im Hashem Lokecha, it means, I understand, eat with a proper, pleasant measure. But the simcha has to be with a proper measure and a pleasant measure. So Rashi, there's a limitation. Mida, measure by definition, is always a limitation. What's the pshat? The pshat is, it's not such a hard kasha. The pshat is quite simple. At the end of Rashi, that he shouldn't be nearly kalas rush. There's measures and there's measures. What he did, he danced in a proper way, Rav Zeira, in a meter, not. It just wasn't befitting his covet. He took his personal covet and he gave it up to lower himself in front of a chasam akala. Like serving a chasam akala, serving the dinner, you know, being there underneath them. The way he danced, it was he was giving them the covet and not himself. Like David HaMelech in front of the Chakir B'Cholais, in front of the Aaron. On when they brought the Aaron into the base of Mikdash, to the Mishkan, they dubbed it. Masha A came over here. Rashi's talking about he danced in a way that's not befitting a person. It's not befitting you. It's a Bijan answer. It's not befitting for the chos of the kala. It's not befitting for the person who's dancing. It's not noel. It's not pleasant. It's not reserved. It's not a covid etzer. And that's the chilab. Again, Rav Zeira danced in a covetic way. That's good for the taina, Rav Zeira. You're giving them covet. And by giving them a lot of covet, you lowered yourself. That's a bizu for you. But it was a mice of covet. He didn't dance stupid. He didn't dance crust. He wasn't silly and didn't say silly things. Adarabba was very chushiv to the chasana kala. That's Zakeni Lekichvede. Kamaxel and Tzaba. Big time on him. He really had a time on him. And that, for some reason, you don't see a Ptur Zakeni Lekichvede over there by the chasana. And he's looking at Rabbi Chanan as a shock of the tire. Why here? Why not? Where over here is before that the Maisa of dancing was a Maisa of Zoyim. A Maisa of Zoyim for the Chosin, a Maisa of Zoyim for the Kala, a Maisa of Zoyim for everybody there. That also, that's not Matzneh Lechas in Hashem Elokecha. And the way a person approaches in his eating and his own halacha. Now, you have to understand that you say, I'm talking about it now, because now starts a certain season by the yeshiva, Yitz Hashem, you know, the chasen once a week over the next couple of weeks, and there should be a few chasenim, you know, tonight, and you'll find out. And over the next couple of weeks, it's a certain season. So, and it creates a joy in the yeshiva. And it should. It creates a certain achdus. We have a lot of Shabbat brachas upon it because of that. She will offer us as we had. And there are two ways of approaching it. There's a way of approaching it, like Rashi says, noel, pleasant. Sharing in the person's simcha and being misameachim. And there's an approach of not sharing in it, but being mevazeh. And against Matzneh Lecha Tzim Hashem Lekecha. And that's in your hands. But I think it goes a little deeper. There's a deacon Rashi in Suvis. For Rashi to me is mashma. Rashi says what you say the brach is the last brach of the Shevros Misameach Chosin Imakala. Look at Rashi's lashon. Rashi learns that the dibuk ish veisha, that means this new bond, this new unit of husband and wife, is created aydei haSimcha. It is, there's a simcha that happens at a chasana takes is part of the bonding of the chosin and the kala. In other words, everybody at a chasana is not just a mishtate in the simcha, but he's mishtate means a partner, shituf. He's a partner in the simcha. He's a partner in the chasana. And he has an effect on the marriage. Do you believe that? Look at the Rashi. It has almost a direct effect on the marriage. And when you have bachim that come to a chasana, and they bring out the glory of a chasana, it's such a nice thing that everyone takes pride in. And you see a bachim, and you say, wow, look at, there are 100 bachim there. There's 70 bachim there. And each one of them looks like he's a nice person. How could that be? And each one of them were proper. They stood in line properly. They let the adults, a little older, go first. They didn't push. They said please. They weren't by the bar, these boys. They weren't interested in the drinks. These boys are actually interested in the chassid. They must like him. These boys, they stood to the side by the first dance with the family, then they took over, and they were levity, extremely levity, but so pleasant. She got a good chassid. That's all the Kala's family is saying. From the friends, I can tell you about the chassid. She got a good chassid. Look at his friends. And all the family friends says, wow, look at that. He must be a chassid boy, the chassid. Look at his friends. All B'nai Torah. Not one person drank. Not one person was rowdy. And everyone was pleasant. Ah, that's a good boy. Of course, the Kala herself says, I got the right person. It enhances the simcha. It's such a covenant to the simcha. You made the guy's marriage at the first step. And you made the people, the in-laws, and the parents, and the family. You played a major role in this person and this family's life. All you need is just one guy to get a little rowdy. The chassan like, you know, I didn't really invite him, he's not my friend, he's doing it anyway. You know, and the b'chud gets a little annoyed what type of friends you have. And the father says, why do you invite these guys? Yeah, what's with you? One guy. And we're just like, there goes the chassan, all the preparation, and everyone else is simcha. One guy said something stupid. One guy made a fool of himself. One guy was a little too loud. One lady had to scream, "Where's your Derech Eretz?" You know, as you hear my chassidus. Just one person, and it's true. You know, I don't understand Yeshiva voice. You know, why they always the first one, the smallest one? Why they go push their head in the lines? You know, they like pigs and everything else. You know, why should they let the chassidus family, you know, dance? You know, why are they this? Why are they the halls? Why are they outside? You know, why are they loud? Why are they always on the cell phones? And it says so much. All right, you understand, you know, Sadie, you don't understand what the boy, she was the boy came from. Oh, I thought she married a good boy. No, he wasn't such a good. And it starts the whole thing on a down. It really does. So in a certain sense, you know, in a very strong sense, a chassan's future status is dependent on you. The way he's looked upon by so many, most people at the chassan, you'll find out when you come to chassan, most people at your chassan don't know you. That's the way it is. The only ones who know you are probably your friends. Otherwise, you're your parents' kid. And who you are really is going to be based upon, in their eyes, the friends you have there. It's something to keep on remembering. When you go to a chassid, you're sharing the simcha. It's not a time for your party. You need a place to party. Instead of going someplace else, you went to a chassid. No. That's not what it is. I would say it's usur for any boy and any simcha ever to drink. You want to drink? Come to my office. You'll argue with me. You'll drink with me. You'll fight with me. That, you want to deal with that thing? You need a drink. You need a drink. You'll argue. But not in the chasana. And if you feel that you can't share in the simcha without a drink, you don't really belong there. You're not a good friend. If you need a drink, today's at your friend's chasana, he's not your friend. Think about it. You want a drink? Instead of lying, finding excuses for a drink, just drink. Some other place, some other time, some other, you know, in privacy. It's very important. The same thing with a cigarette smoking. There are times here, there's times not. I don't know what the time is, but I know clearly what the time not is. And that's the time not. Ah, his friends, they smoke. Don't do that to the chasr, or to the kala, or to the family. What to your friends? You know, you could do things with sinner. And the same thing, yeah, dance, but dance with him, for him, his simcha. Not stupid things, not something which at the end when adult looks as their babies. No, Adra, you're covered. It's covered at Torah. Covered al chasr, he's a chasr person. Same thing by an afrif. Baruch Hashem. It's a proper offer for yeshiva. A little less with the you know, the throwing the candies. It doesn't, you know, one time is sufficient. And even though it says, Chosin, the Merchel Avanoso, it's not because he had skill. You know, it's not because he's a new person. It's when you throw it, you're throwing brachas on the person. You know, you're showering him with brachas. And it should be, you should feel that way. You know, a bracha, not, it's, you know, a bad mimic, I'm not going to go through it, but Yerushalmi says, they used to throw on the chayvei skill of these things also. Or they used to throw a sara on, for klola, if it was a shir sheina hogan, there was a certain way of throwing it, and if it was a shir hogan, there was a different way of throwing it, in Yerushalmi. You know, there's a mimic in Klal Yisrael, let's keep it the way it is. And I don't know, you're singing the proper way. It enhances. It's a covet. And Barjah will be keeping to it. You know, pretty good. You can do better. You know, say anybody shadow brothers. There's a way of doing it downstairs. And everyone should be. It's talking that nice. You know, sometimes you go by shadow brothers downstairs and most of the items there and there's some to the side, there's some outside, there's some upstairs. Join it. It's your friend. You have the same thing also. It's one family. You have to see it. You have to feel it. And dance with them. And get into it in that way. But v'atznei alechas. In that very chashuv way that we should be doing over here. And you realize that whatever you do has that really strong effect. Say anything by Levaya. Well, later. But it's not for now. The way you drive, also, says to a lot of people, I've heard comments when people drive right out. You know, everyone likes to do this, you know, especially when you get that car the first time. You have to show off. You know how to speed out of the parking lot, you know. Yeah, it's not so cool. Adults don't think it's so cool. Maybe because they've been driving for so many years. But they don't see it. There's a real lechas. Yeah, it's a little safer. There's another thing that we must talk about over here in Yeshiva. And that is by chasanas. First of all, Vart, still holding to the thing. There's no mucker for it. It's a little tar to rob it. Zell. But by a chasana, so there's no reason, there's really no reason for people to get there before the chuppah. There isn't, especially on a second Seder Cheshbon. So the rule of thumb is, it's 2.5 hours, gives you more than enough time to travel to Brooklyn, 2.5 hours before chuppah. Khalifa. If there's no traffic, you got there for the Shmuel. If there is traffic, the odds are the Chuppah doesn't start on time, you got there for the Shmuel. If there's a lot of traffic, and by your luck, they start the Chuppah on time, so you might just miss it. But the odds, you don't have to, but the guys prepare in a way that they're there before the Chatzah comes out. Just in case they miss it. Please. Which means that normal, there's no reason to leave before 5 o'clock. On a normal chasana. At the earliest. And if you, a little later, I raise a mishubah. So leave at 5:30, and, you know, and you'll still get there for the chuppah. Trust me. You know, it's even better. If you leave at 5, and you, the way the minhag was, yeshiva, used to be when everyone was here, so everyone heard it, so they all knew it, but now you still have all lingo. So it used to be that the item got dressed earlier, during lunchtime. And with the suits, second Seder, they put it in, they put an hour and a half, second Seder. And they left him, second Seder. Do you know what a zechusper chasin that is? Yeah. And they used to flaunt it. You know what is a chus? So you know what? He was the other was mevatel the least Talmud Torah possible for the chasana. There was a second Seder, and they came. You know what is a chus? I'll leave that Torah. The night he gets married, to have shosh is a chus. And lahavdil, if there's a real bittul Torah, for no reason that he caused. You know what a kitrig and shamayim that is? Oh, there it goes. There it goes. Yeah, and that's, you don't want a kitrig that night. Somebody once said that if the HR sees his mind's going too well, yeah, and there's no way to evacuate the island, what does he do? He makes one chassan in 1 week. Ah! Yeah. Guaranteed bittul Torah. Yeah, it's all ma'aseh sudden. So, there's no right if there are 5 chassan in the next week that the play was going too well. that's no right. Just, I can't. But there's a hugger there. There's a bittul Torah. And then there's an island that doesn't go to the chasa. And I understand, not the first, a lot of the first Yibachim don't know the chasa. A lot of the other ones don't know. So, what happens if you're not going to go, if you want to go to the chasa and dance, go off it, but you don't want to? It's either of that's a night to stark in the night set for learning. That's a nice zuchus for the chasa. And it keeps the yeshiva in partnership and in sync. Because there'll be chassidus that you'll go to that everyone else has to keep the Torah going. Keep the Levite Torah going in yeshiva. You know, there's a balance here. There really is. That there's certain nights you can't be here. There's certain afternoons you can't be here. Certain mornings you can't be here. But if one person can't be here, if everyone says, if I don't, there's never Levite Torah. When there's one person missing, or when there are 10 people missing, that's the time to strengthen, not to weaken. And that's the time where everyone says, oh, even though it's harder tonight, now's the time to do it. You'll get more schar, the oil will get more schar, and the chas will get more schar. And that's something you have to carry, and everyone here has to carry. So I ask, that if we're the only place that does this the right way, and we really hold to it, we'll lead the way for the rest of Klal Yisrael. But there's a special again. The Gemara is Mefurish, the Gemara is Sukkah, with the Rashi. There's a special on Haggah by Chassidus. And B'nai Torah has to carry it. And every one of you, you'll realize that your time. And it takes one person You know, more than that, even if you don't wear a hat all the time, even if you do shaloka halacha, and you don't wear a hat during davening, which is shaloka halacha, by hasana of a friend in yeshiva, borrow one. Because that's, you're describing the chasana. Because you're saying, I'm his friend, and this is who he hangs out with. So why should somebody say, oh, you know, I see he has friends who are not, maybe he has really tired. Maybe they're wrong for judgment. It makes no difference. It makes no difference. But the truth is, nobody ever goes to a chasana, very rare, not in a suit, not with a tie, not with a proper dress shirt. Why? Come to the chasana. If you to walk into the dungarees, to the chasana, you're not giving the chasana proper honor at his event. If there'd be a thing on invitation, black tie only, that's the cover this chasana wants. Maybe you're obligated if that's the case. If it's only. We have to answer just not to. The same thing goes for the hat. Oh yeah, I know that. Oh yeah, that's clever, that person. Don't do it. You know, I have no problem when you do that, because I always say, you know, guy doesn't wear a hat, or guy doesn't wear dungarees, I just wear warm clothing. I need them around the shield for me. Because it's great. It's my best fundraising project. Here's my project, the thing I'm working on. You know, oh yeah, that's type you're taking. Also, yes, sure. So if everyone to be perfect over there, I would have an issue. I would have a problem. Baruch Hashem, I have enough problems. Yeah, but when it comes to the chassid, you have to be very careful in that area, and how you speak, how you dance, how you eat, how you act, and how you partake in it. And the more you miss that, the better it is. That's one thing. The second thing is it should be zuchus for the chassid. And that's very important, because that's the seder of the day of the chassid. And the night the day after. The shakras after. We pass in the chassid's chayiv in Kriya Shema. Kol shekhev v'samcha, you know. Kol shekhev v'samcha. The next morning, the chassid is davening. I was by a chassid. We've had times over here in this yeshiva, I'm sure many other places, that certain participants were out by the chassid or participating longer than the chassid was, more than the 7 days. We got started, this happened, that happened. Before he ended, after, yes, we've had that. But it's the next day, shachris. Because if you're going to say it's a chassid, you will create a kitrug on a chassid. In a college. A kitchug on a marriage, if that causes any bittul torah. It's enough that it causes the bittul torah of the simcha itself. So keep it to that, then it's a kibah mitzvah, vatlan talmud torah, for simcha's chasun and kalah. Then it's taka kibah mitzvah. For all the others, to strengthen and keep this partnership, and b'ezras Hashem, when it comes your turn, we'll keep on being this galgal achazah, to cycle. And the younger Bachram and the middle Bachram and the other Bachram will take their role over there. And when it comes to the Sharon Brachas and times when we're all in the Simcha together, we'll always be together.